makers of Royal Puddings and Chase and Sanford Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Nelson Case, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from Radio City, New York, on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Pat Patrick as Ursel Twing, and our special guests, Maurice Evans and Lulu McConnell. And here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Well, Peg Leg Bergen, lean on me, will you?
Yeah, that's all right.
Does him leg hurt very much?
Well, not too much, Ollie. A little bit. Is it very noticeable when I walk that I limp?
No, really not very much. Just whistle Yankee Doodle and everybody will think you're a Civil War vet.
All right.
Bergen, why did we ever get mixed up in that horse show anyway?
Well, Charlie, the National Horse Show is one of the biggest social events of the season.
Yeah?
Yes. Do you know who that woman was sitting in the box next to us?
Oh, you mean, wasn't that the Mrs.,
clear your throat, Bergen. Yes, all right.
Mrs. Bridgework Fitz Snuggly?
Yes. Well, you may be interested to know that her ancestors landed on Plymouth Rock.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, they must have. She looked at us as if ours crawled out from under it.
Yeah.
Oh, really, my dear?
All right, yeah. But wasn't it a wonderful exhibition of horsemanship?
Yes, it was.
I was honored that there was a jumping horse named Edgar Bergen.
Yeah. It's really true, folks, there was. It's a dirty trick to play on a horse, I'll admit.
Naturally, I wanted to meet the owner, so I sent word backstage that I was Edgar Bergen.
And they sent word back, if it's the horse, let him in.
No. Oh, I'll tell you, I soon proved I was Edgar Bergen.
What did you do? Show them the initials on your belly band?
Yeah. Then I told them that I was there to see my namesake.
Gee, even a horse can't make good without a lot of seedy relatives showing up. How old is this nag, anyway?
Well, he isn't very young.
Well, I don't suppose he is now.
I looked at his teeth, and I'd say that we were about the same age.
Holy mackerel. The horse is that old, does he have to dunk his hay?
No.
He gums his oats, I'll bet, too.
Yeah.
What is the horse's nationality? His maker.
Nationality? No. You speak of horses as thoroughbred, saddlebred.
I suppose if it's a Shetland pony, it's shortened there.
No.
I just had to say it. Really, it wasn't necessary either. Didn't get very much.
All right. And the colors of the horses are described as bay, pinto, roan, strawberry roan.
Come in different flavors, you see.
Yeah.
How about a banana split?
No.
Ooh, what's the matter, your leg?
Yeah, it's a little hurt.
Well, it's your own fault, Bergen. Why did you have to get on the horse?
Well, I tell you, it was very nice of them to ask me to ride my horse.
Yeah?
And besides, I've always been a lover of horses.
Yeah, uh-huh. Is that why you rode with your arms around his neck?
No.
He did. So help me gad, he did.
All right, yeah. I never do that. All the horsemen tell me that I have a very good seat.
Well, you should have. You use it enough.
All right, yeah.
Well, what happened, or what caused the accident?
Well, I didn't know that the horse was a jumper.
Uh-huh.
And he must have known I was frightened, because when he got to the hurdle, he suddenly stopped.
And you kept on going. As a matter of fact, you soloed.
Yes, I know. I shall never forget flying through the air.
With the wind and the oats in your hair.
Yeah.
You know, you would have scored an extra point if it had been football.
Yes, I know. I guess I forgot to fasten my safety belt.
I guess you did, yes. It's the first time I ever saw a horseman do a 1.5 gainer. But you did it, boy.
Yeah. Well, oh, please, Ray. All right, isn't it? All right, that's all right.
He's just jealous because he doesn't have any lines.
All right, well. In spite of what happened, Charlie, you must admit that when I rode in the ring, I made a brilliant showing.
Yes, you did, Bergie, especially when the spotlight hit your noggin.
Yeah, thank you.
And here's Ray Noble and the orchestra playing It Happened in Hawaii.
Well.
Yeah, that's right.
If it isn't Mortimer in the flesh.
Oh, yeah. In the Sunday flesh, too.
Yep.
That's the way it goes. Quiet now, please. Bunch of silly people.
Yeah.
Did you hear about my new job?
No, I know. What kind of a job is it, Mortimer?
Well, I'm a... Oh, sure. Well, what do you call a fellow what washes windows?
A window washer?
That's what I am.
Well, so that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get paid by the window?
No. By the boss.
Well, where are these windows you wash?
Well, they're near the top of the 4012-story hotel.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, very high, very high.
I see. You don't say.
I just said that, yeah.
Yes, I know.
Well, apparently you don't suffer from acrophobia.
Very high up there.
Well, I see that it's new to you. Let me introduce you to the word acrophobia.
How do you do?
Mortimer, acrophobia is an inborn phobia emanating from the subconscious. A sort of an abnormal fear or dread of being at great heights or precarious elevations. Yes, it takes nerve to work there, dangling from the outside of a high building.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't lost your equilibrium, have you?
No. I pin it in my shirt pocket.
Oh, I see. Do you enjoy the work?
Well, yesterday I didn't, though. One lady living up there thought I was one of them human flies.
Human flies?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, she swatted me.
Oh, she did. I imagine it is rather startling to be...
Bunch of smart alecks.
No, that's all right. I imagine it's rather startling to people when they suddenly see your face at their window.
Yeah, sure. One fellow was drinking.
Yeah.
And jumped up and emptied the stuff down the sink.
Is that so?
Tell me, how long does it take to wash a window?
Well, that all depends on. You can't just sit down and say, oh, it's ridiculous.
Depends on what?
On what I see in the window.
Oh, I see.
Oh, boy. You ought to see what I seen yesterday.
Well, tell me, what did you see yesterday?
No, no, I can't tell. Oh, come on. No, it was too shocking.
Oh, no. Come on, now.
No, don't coax me, please.
Oh, no. I won't tell anybody. Now, tell us, what was it you saw in the window yesterday that was such a shock?
My reflection.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Well, say, I finally got an answer to that question.
Well, fine. Tell me, what is it that makes you so stupid?
Well, Oh, shucks, I forgot it. How can I be so stupid?
Yeah, I don't know. Ray, did Charlie tell you about his new money-making venture?
Well, what's that, holding up filling stations?
Well, I should say not.
Oh.
No, he and some other kids are putting on a Shakespearean play and are selling tickets to it.
Well, I didn't miss it by much.
Everybody please rise. This is Shakespeare and the Coffee of the Weehawk and Wig and Grease Paint Club.
Yes. Well, congratulations, Charlie.
Thank you.
I hope your venture pays off.
It will if we have a big name. That's the secret.
A big name.
That's the secret.
Yes. Well, Charlie, what about me?
I don't mean that kind of a big name, Bergen.
I see, yeah. Well, Charlie, to do Shakespeare, you need an authority, someone with experience.
Well, do you think that Maurice Evans would do?
Yeah, well, Charlie, you wouldn't dare ask him. You're not that big an imbecile.
Oh, is that so? I'm a bigger imbecile than you think. I called Mr. Evans, and he's coming over. Thank you.
Oh, Charlie, is it true that you're going to act in the theater?
Well, actually, no. We're going to do the show in a barn. Swank, you know.
Yes. In a barn?
Yes.
But think of Mr. Evans' reputation.
Oh, yes, yes. But think of the money we'll take in.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Producer, don't forget. I sing.
Well, I never heard of Shakespeare having a song on the hit parade, but we must not close our doors to talent. So, sing.
We have nothing to remember so far. And shared the light of a star. So far, your heart has never fluttered so near, so near that my own heart alone could hear it. We haven't gone beyond. Begun to know how lucky we are. Oh, we have nothing to remember so far. So far. But now I'm saying
Ray, you know Charlie has made quite a deal for himself there, and I'd like the experience of playing with such a famous actor as Maurice Evans myself.
I should say so. Yes, yeah. I agree. I mean, to say that we've played with Mr. Evans wouldn't hurt us a bit, old boy.
Now, let's give him the impression that we've had plenty of experience.
Pardon me, sirs. Could you tell me where I can find Charles McCarthy, the bard of Chase and Sanborn?
Charlie, look who's here.
Well, for Evans' sake, it's Maurice Evans.
Mr. Evans, although we are indebted to Charlie for your presence here tonight, I will speak for him.
You usually do, don't you?
We saw you the other night in your new play, Man and Superman, didn't we?
Splendid, yes. Frankly, though, I was a little disappointed about the Superman.
I too, Charlie. I'd hoped to fly in through the window wearing a cape and purple tights.
I knew you'd see it my way.
It's very kind of you to help Charlie and his friends in this dramatic effort.
Well, although I've gotten away from Shakespeare, I'm glad to be of help to the boys. This is such a special occasion.
Oh, Mr. Evans, you are so kind and so generous.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
All right, you win.
We expect to clean up in this play and even pay you your regular salary. Although I imagine your salary is up around, 30 close to,
pretty.
Yeah.
My salary runs into four figures.
Oh, it does, yes. Well, how does, this is merely a feeler, you understand.
Oh, quite, go on. Don't feel modest.
Yeah, how does $10.25 sound to you?
Well, that is four figures. Under the circumstances, I shall be glad to forget half my salary.
Oh, good. And I'll forget the other half.
Now, before we go any further, who is in the cast?
Well, Charlie and his pals, of course, and Noble and I will be glad to volunteer our services.
Oh, yes, rather. I just adore Shakespeare, you know. Ah, what fools we morons be. Oh, yes. You know, actually, I'm just as good an actor as I am a musician, really.
Splendid, splendid. Maybe we can use you as an usher.
Yes. Charlie,
who are the boys you're using in the show?
Well, there's Herman, and there's Squirrel Puss, and Stinky.
Stinky? Yeah. Oh, you mean Edgar.
Yeah, that's close enough,
yes. Yes, I wouldn't trade my years in the legitimate theater for anything.
You were in the legitimate theater? Strange, I never saw you.
Well, of course, we toured a great deal. Didn't we, Charlie?
Yes. Just go.
Did you tour the continent?
Yes. Europe, too.
Yes. Yes, I also trod the boards of Sweden.
Oh, you trod the Smogger's boards. Did you ever play the... Did you ever play the part of the melancholy Dane?
No, he didn't, but he was awfully good as the slap-happy Swede.
In London, I had them in the Isles.
Going out?
No. Matter of fact, Ray will vouch for me. You saw me in London, didn't you, Ray?
Oh, definitely, yes. I saw you at the Old Bailey.
You mean the Old Vic? The Old Bailey's a jail.
Well, he did a command performance.
I also played Hamlet in Petrograd.
Well, that sounds preposterous.
That's the place, Preposterous Opera House. They threw borscht at him in the third act. Excellent.
Charlie, when you're casting a play, you must remember that many masquerade as legitimate actors, but they're really only jugglers, acrobats, and ventriloquists.
Yeah. You hit it right on the head. How does your head feel, Bertie? Well, that gets them out of the way. Now we go.
Yes, ahead. Now, what about my leading lady?
Well, we have to give the part to Lulu.
To Lulu Bankhead?
No, Lulu McConnell. You see... Mr. Evans, please come back. You see, she owns the barn that we're giving the show in.
Yes, but Charlie, she's so... So... don't you think?
Oh, I agree. I'll admit she's no radio rocket. But she owns the barn, that's all I can say.
Lyle! Lyle! Where are you?
Here she is, Lulu McConnell.
Yeah. My,
Who is this gorgeous hunk of man?
Well, thank you very much. I'll be glad to introduce myself. My name is Edgar.
Who's talking to you, Chowderhead?
Miss McConnell, this is Maurice Evans. Need I say more?
Yeah. Married or single?
Miss McConnell, I understand you own the Barn Theater. What is your seating capacity?
Well, I can fill two chairs very comfortably. But I want to act. Who knows? I may be another Lillian Bustle.
Well, this is Shakespeare. Are you familiar with The Merchant of Venice?
No, no. But I stepped out a few times with the butcher from Canarsie.
Now, Lulu, watch it, will you? This is a great opportunity. Oh.
Yes, if you have what is required, I may be able to make a start out of you.
Well, I ain't doing anything tonight, honey.
Yeah. Oh, you lucky boy, you.
My name is Russell Twing Brown.
Yeah.
And I am Miss McConnell's hired man. Is that right? And I do not approve, Brown, I do not approve of your having a show in the barn.
Oh, you don't? Now, why is that?
Well, because I just could not stand it if the smell got any worse.
I see.
And besides that, I have more work now than I can do, too.
Oh.
Well, now, all we ask of you is to arrange the chairs.
Do you have any folding seats?
Do you really want to know if I have folding seats?
Well, I asked you.
Well, I have to be sure that you're sincere. I do have one. Please. I have a folding seat, but it doesn't fold anymore because I have rheumatism.
Oh.
Well, arranging the chairs won't be too much work for you.
Well, now, you know, boss, very well and good, when I milk those four cows, I have my hands full.
Not to mention the bucket.
Yeah.
Maybe the cows won't appreciate the immortal bar.
Oh, yes, that's why you're wrong. As William once said, and I quote, are you paying attention?
Yeah, yes.
The quality of milk is not strained.
Well, you certainly strained for that one, I think.
Yeah, I almost missed it. Well,
yeah.
Needless to say, friend...
Yes,
well, it isn't exactly needless to say either, or I wouldn't say it.
Well, say
but
it.
But if you'll just leave me alone, I will. I do not like actors at all,
huh?
And I promised my dear old wire-haired mother I would never speak... Please, I promised her that I would never speak to one of your ilk.
Oh, forsooth on you.
Oh, forsooth on you, too. I'm just in such a tizzy and a big fat snit that I could just spit.
What's that?
And I would, too, but I'd get it all over my new overalls, yeah. So I'm not even going to stop to say goodbye.
Well, just go. Well, we're just wasting time. I got some parts here for Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, but whom will we get to play the lovely heroine, Juliet?
What am I, chop liver?
Yeah. Very well, you own the barn. Places, everybody, we're about to begin the rehearsal. Romeo speaks. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun.
Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Hey, Romeo!
No.
What's the matter, honey? Ain't it loud enough?
It's a little too loud, doll baby. You must read it with more feeling. Listen. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek. So soft, so smooth.
Yeah. I use saddle soap.
Ah, 'tis my lady. Ah, that she knew she were. Speak again, bright angel.
Do you really think I'm an angel, Poopsie?
Listen, lady, the opinions expressed by Shakespeare are not necessarily mine. Again, Romeo speaks.
Yakety-yak. What we need here is more action.
Lulu, don't get so excited.
Who's excited? I'm as calm as a dead fish.
And you never look better.
Ah, drop dead.
You know, Mr. Evans, we're not being fair to Lulu, putting her so far from the footlights on Juliet's balcony, you know?
You're right, Charlie. She should be down in front.
Yes.
Or better still,
out in front.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking. And I've jotted down a few lines. Read these, Lulu, and give it all you got.
All right. Hurry, hurry, hurry. The show's about to begin. Get your ticket slide here. Step in. See the biggest show in the world for 10 cents. The biggest show. Say, what is this? This is no part for me. You've got to give me something bigger.
I agree with you, madam.
You, honey? What are you going to give me?
We're going to give you back your barn.
Yeah.
Next week, our guest will be Lana Turner. This is Nelson Case speaking to you from Radio City, New York.
Fred Allen.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.